Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today, over the phone, we're joined by a very special guest, Courtney Tanner from the Salt Lake Tribune. Courtney, thank you again for taking the time to come call with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So the reason we're bringing Courtney on is just a crazy story broke today on Monday the 1st. Just a general overview. Warren Tyler Agner was paid over $157,000 plus benefits over 2 years by Utah State University Eastern, despite the fact that he wasn't showing up to work and hardly completed anything related to his job. And part of this problem was a chain of command issue where Agnew was actually living with his boss's boss, and that was never disclosed to the university. So just a crazy story. So let's just start at the beginning. When you first got this story, what were your initial thoughts about it?
Yeah, it's really, you captured it perfectly. It is kind of just a wild saga. We had had some folks, some current employees, some former employees, some affiliates of the university kind of all reach out and draw attention to this. Honestly, we wouldn't have known about it if they hadn't, you know, spoken up about the situation. So my first thought was like trying to verify what they were saying. So we had requested, you know, a copy of this audit from Utah State University. And when we received it, it was all redacted out. So that was a little bit complicated. But I guess it's been wild from the start.
Yeah, and it doesn't calm down from the start either. So then after those initial thoughts, what was the process of investigating this story like? Because like we've been talking about, there's just a whole lot of different variables to this story.
Yeah, and just keeping track of who was who and doing what and was a complicated process on its own. I kept drawing out all these maps of who worked where and who was whose boss. The biggest thing was some of those folks that we had talked to that had connections to the university provided us a copy of the audit, but we had to verify that it was accurate and real. And so that's why we did the records request to Utah State. And so we were able to compare those two. And Utah State also did a separate HR investigation into the situation too. And it's actually surprising they did not redact that document when they released it. And so we were able to kind of compare the two, the audit and the HR investigation, to kind of line up the full picture of what was happening.
Yeah, just an insane story. And I there's no better word for it. Just a crazy story. Now, when you were investigating, what was the biggest revelation you found while doing the investigative work for it?
I think the most interesting part to me was that they had, you know, Warren Tyler Agner in this position overseeing Custom Fit and the Small Business Development Center. So in this, like, business specialist role. And then they hired someone else to do that role, Roger Coyle, to actually do that work. And it was Roger Coyle who, you know, kind of noticed these discrepancies within the budget and was like, you know, why is this man who I don't know on my budget for these programs? Like, why is that part of this? And so he raised some flags there. And I should say he declined to talk to us about the situation, but it just was interesting that they had hired someone for the same exact position to do the work that wasn't being done. And he's the one that kind of unraveled the situation.
And then, so from a journalistic perspective of it, what was your favorite part of writing and doing the work for this story?
Oh, that's a good question. You know, I've been in journalism 8 years. I hope I'm not jaded yet, but it's always nice to do these stories and have folks, you know, reach out and say, like, I'm so glad that, you know, you brought this to the public. And, like, you know, the folks that reach out to me, I'm so grateful that they came forward to talk about it, right? Because, like, we wouldn't have known about it if they hadn't. You know, it got kind of swept under the rug. And so my favorite part, I guess, is connecting with folks like that and hopefully doing justice by them.
And then on Tuesday, July 2nd, Utah State put out a media release where they stated they were going to perform a review of the entire statewide enterprise at USU, and included in this review are possible improvements to employee oversight, what the best management practices of the Custom Fit program is, and other funded programs. And then they ended it by saying, above all, how best to serve our students across Utah. Now, in your opinion, is this a step in the right direction, or what else should they be doing to help ensure something like this doesn't slip through the cracks again?
Yeah, I was surprised to see this release actually today, because I had asked Utah State University if they would consider looking at the other campuses or even just looking further at the Price campus, you know, to see if this was happening beyond just this department. And they had originally said, you know, like, we feel good about our process. And so I didn't expect this to come, but I'm glad that it is. And I mean, I just think it's a good check and a good transparent action to go through and monitor, especially when you're using, you know, public taxpayer funds to make sure that those are being spent on the things that they should be spent on for work that's actually getting done.
Well, thank you again, Courtney, for taking the time to come sit down. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Courtney Tanner from the Salt Lake Tribune talking about her recent article, which exposed a massive scandal at Utah State University Eastern about an employee being paid over 2 years, $157,000 plus benefits, despite not showing up to work. So if you haven't, I highly recommend going and checking out this article on the Salt Lake Tribune. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM or 750 AM. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.